So I'm sitting here in Military Park with Lauren Craig, the author of 100 Things to Do in Newark Before You Die. And I have to ask, Lauren, why this title?
I've been writing for the Visitors Bureau as Newark's ambassador for about 4 years, writing blogs monthly on best ramen, where to shop, where to go eat after NJ Pack. And so this 100 Things title, they do in all different cities, Reedy Press, my publisher. So when they were looking to do Newark, the Visitors Bureau suggested me. So it's the same title in every city. There's 100 Things New York, 100 Things Philadelphia, 100 Things St. Louis. They're capturing basically where people are traveling, and Newark is on that list now, which is really exciting. It's a destination now.
So what are some of the things that you knew had to be on this list and in this book?
Wow, you know, some people say, there's 100 things to do in Newark, and it's like, of course, I had to pare down the list, in fact. But I knew I had to talk about food. Newark is really well known, not just for Portuguese and Spanish food, but a lot of people don't know that this is where Italian hot dogs were born, the birthplace, you know? So I knew I had to talk about certain foods that are very popular here. As well, I wanted to talk about arts and cultural institutions are major in Newark. And I think arts and cultural institutions have really have been the driver of Newark's progression. So of course, I talked about WBGO, the Newark Museum, and JPAC. I mean, all those institutions that you really can't say Newark without saying, you know, WBGO.
So sitting here in Military Park, we're surrounded by some of the things that are actually in your book. Describe for us, what are some of those things that we're close to right now?
Wow, at least 15, I would say. We have NJPAC right in our foreground or our background. We also are sitting right next to the Military Park Carousel, which is one of my favorite things. And then we have the Whole Foods there, and Express Newark in the brand new Haynes building, which I think is just really a symbol of where Newark is going and where we are right now. It's really exciting.
Lauren, there's lots of authors that have come out of Newark, including Philip Roth, Guy Sterling, even former Mayor Sharp James. How does it feel to join the ranks of those authors and people that have written about the city?
Wow, that is so cool that you asked that, because I never really put myself in those ranks. I feel like it's really an anointed time for the book and the city. It just happens that the book is coming out at this perfect time when everybody's interested in Newark. Newark is trending. There's all these amazing articles coming out about, wow, we're not talking about carjacking, we're not talking about violence. We're actually talking about the amazing positive things that happen in Newark every single day. And so I just think it's a little bit of magic went into the timing of this book. And so I'm really excited about that. And I'm excited to see where it goes from here, because obviously there's gonna be new things popping up in Newark all the time. 4 years ago when I started using the term Glambassador of Newark, it was a lot of like giggling, being cheeky, like, oh girl, Glambassador of Newark, what? You know, what glamorous thing is happening there? But all of a sudden now, it's like, oh, I get it now. It's like people can now see the vision. This is nothing new. We know it's been here the whole time.